Coming to you from a wrong turn off Route 66. Somewhere in the Sonoran Desert, it's James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks.
Good morning, Phoenix and friends. How are we doing, ladies and gentlemen? James Out West, Ryan Rooks in the studio. Hot Sunday morning, June 26, 2022. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good. We're doing this on a Sunday. I think we're really missing the
This
NFL.
Might be the first Sunday show ever.
No, we did a Sunday last year.
Did we?
Yeah, we threw one in.
All right, cool. I'll take your word for it. How was your week?
It was good. It was a lot. It was a lot more focused on the fam this week because it wasn't as much sports.
Right. Did you have any baseball with the kid?
Just basic. You know, we have summer ball going. So they have games that were really hot, got canceled on Thursday because of the crazy monsoon we had. Ended up playing that on Friday.
Okay.
Still being 110, but they played it. It's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, good. There's not a whole lot. We had the draft, so that was interesting. Been looking into...
Did you watch the draft?
No.
Yeah, me neither. We sort of followed it.
I saw the alerts, and that's all I need, because there's...
I know.
I don't know.
I don't know any of the kids, and that's my fault for not following college basketball.
I'm still on a high from NBA, and that's all I want to focus on, is that the Warriors still won the championship this year.
I mean...
Nobody believed.
Well, no.
Yes. No. Tell me, anybody that we talked to or that we were going off on, how many times in the studio and the radio did you and Pat be like, oh, this ain't going to happen?
You really shouldn't have happened, okay. But it did, here we are.
So you didn't believe, but it's fine. But so I'm still focused on that. But it was a very interesting draft. There's a lot of good players.
Well, actually. When we won ours, I was focused for like 4 years on that. So, I mean, I get wanting to be focused.
Yeah, you gave up watching basketball because you just thought that was going to be the last championship.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. When LeBron left again.
Cleveland.
The chapter of the NBA in my life went away for a little while, yes, but, you know.
It's good.
It's all right.
So what about you? How's your week?
Well, it was good. I had my buddy George. I said my boy George. Everybody's like, boy George. Yes, good band from the 80s, but not boy George. My buddy GP in the house came down to visit, get out of the humidité that is Ohio. Came down here. We hung out. We went and had some cigars.
What?
We went down. Check this out. We went down and checked out the FanDuel sports book. Hold on. As you can hear this, very Jim Rome-ish. Clones. Made books, make bets with this, like an actual bet slip, like old school, like Vegas style, bro. But everything is done on kiosks.
I love the way you're just...
Everything's done on kiosks.
Yeah.
They serve beer early in the morning. What? They had good food, it looked like. They had like brisket nachos and stuff. We didn't eat.
They
we
had
just drank.
Good food.
It looked like. It looked like it.
Yeah.
I didn't eat it. We had some beers, watched the game. Tremendous. It's a good place to go.
Your descriptions are getting better and better each week. Last week, we had to describe a man fully in detail and what wasn't.
Yeah. Well, we're in this day and age.
Okay, no, it's fine.
So for the details of the day.
But what we got, so in other words, get off your phone, kids. And
go
down
it was
to,
fun. And or you don't have to stick around. Yeah, kids. Oh, those are kids these days to us. We're old.
Correct, but the whatever.
Listen, you can cash this in off your phone, though, if you win. So you don't have to be there when it wins.
No,
which is kind of cool.
Hope so.
No, this. Like in Vegas, you got to take the ticket back. With this one, you can just take your FanDuel app, open it up. There's a scan bar. You scan it, and if it wins, it deposits the money right into your account.
My Vegas does that.
That's pretty cool.
My bet MGM gives it right back.
When have you made bets in Vegas on MGM and then use the ticket?
Bet MGM. MGM is in Vegas, so that's all I'm saying. Yeah,
but you're using the app.
I don't have to be there.
What the hell are you talking about?
Because I need to go to Vegas. No.
Vegas is calling. I will say that. Vegas is calling. We're about due. I'm overdue for Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just, it's a lot for me.
Vegas?
No, I love Vegas.
You call me an old white guy, you don't like Vegas.
I love every bit of Vegas.
All right.
But I know also, then I want to spend every bit of Vegas, right?
You want to enjoy... there, do you gamble?
Oh, yeah.
See, I don't.
I'll get lost in blackjack for hours.
Oh, my goodness.
See, I don't do, and then maybe a little bit of slots with the wife, because she loves slots. But blackjack,
we play a little bit of roulette, and that's it. Because
I'll dabble.
As y'all know who are in the culture, as we like to call it, who's in the, you know, who, what do we want to say? What's it? It starts with a P. Partakes in the luxuries of life. When you're in Vegas and you walk past the roulette machine and you drop $40 in it and you lose, you realize you could have bought something else with that $40. And it makes you very responsible with your money. So when we go to Vegas, I play a little bit on roulette. But if not, I got to walk past it with my hand. Y'all can't see this because we're not on YouTube today. With my hand over my eyes so I can't see the numbers on the roulette machine. Because if my numbers haven't hit, that's a sign. They're going to hit. I'm sitting down. If my numbers are hitting, jump on the train. We're back in the game. either way, it's bad news. So we go there really just to people watch and enjoy the Cosmopolitan's balcony and look, and, you know, you get the vibes that way. I can't gamble like that.
Okay, so I guess maybe you and I haven't gone to Vegas where it's that vibe, because every time I go to Vegas, it gets crazy, and we're older family.
You just gave me the reason why I won't go with you, because every time I go, it gets crazy.
No, because of the people that surround me, not me. I'm always the good
one. Hold on, you're blaming the people around you?
Yes.
All right. I've seen the people around you, so. Shout out, Sean.
No, stop it. Don't start your thing. Okay, so should we just dive into, because this is, I think, the most curious thing of the week is everything with Deshaun again.
Yeah.
Let's just dive into this, because I'm so curious about your opinions. We're going into kind of what some people are thinking is a historic change with Roe v. Wade, right? So that happened. This is a big thing. We've talked about this with the way things are happening for women's rights.
Mm-hmm. Right? Good, bad, and different.
Yep. Correct. So also the feelings and being broken down, not only from actual court cases, but civil cases. And now it's like getting into the NFL like a lot more, I would say,
well,
the last 10 years.
We all know that the NFL, because I think of money that's donated to them from the armed services, then we had the whole flag situation. We had to, you know, the anthem had to be done right away and had to be in front of people where it never happened before. They had it and players stayed in the locker room, but because they were donating $14 million a year, you're going to get your asses out there and
it's
hold that flag.
It's always about the money.
Same thing with this. When everything happened over the last couple of years, when you had the riots or peaceful protests, however you want to look at it, because from a certain point of view, shout out Obi-Wan, you can look at it different ways. Either way, they decided to get involved. Did it take away from them a little bit? Yes, but ultimately, we still want to watch the game. They've become, like, the worst word in the history of mankind, woke. But when people become too woke, they become too broke. The problem is the NFL is bulletproof to an extent. This is not going to make or break. What happens with Deshaun Watson isn't going to make or break the league. All it's going to do is it's going to set another precedent that if something similar is to happen to a player, because obviously not to the owners, because owners have had stuff that's similar and they get nothing. They have enough videotape footage. They get nothing. Oh, I think he might have got a $100,000 fine. Had to maybe fork over some draft picks. They cover for these guys because guess what? At the end of the day, the 32 owners are the ones that are paying Goodell's salary.
So you're saying that the way that the NFL is investigating this, and let's just break it down to, let's put this in a bottle, right? Okay, mm-hmm. So they're doing this to make money?
Well, with him? With Deshaun? No, I'm just saying in general, they like to take a stance that's holier than now, but not because it's the right thing to do, but because they're being influenced
by the money.
Whether it's political, advertising, it's ABC, it's Disney, it's the shield. And who's going to fall on the shield? It won't be an owner.
Correct.
Now, this coming up next year, Goodell will be gone. I believe that Goodell's, when his contract's up, he will not be commissioner
again.
How
many owners' issues do we have right now? There's a lot.
More than, listen, the Browns owner, he basically probably was going to go to federal prison for some bad stuff with, like, white-collar crime.
Okay.
Guess what? He's a billionaire. Guess what? Nothing happened. He changed that. The team is now D and Jimmy Haslam. It's always D and Jimmy Haslam. So he's putting her out front. Okay, we have the most female employees in the NFL for the team as far as front office, or our assistant GM. We have all this stuff. And I'm not saying that's not a problem, but I'm saying, like, I think that these guys are, they're master businessmen. They're billionaires. Most of NFL teams are toys for them.
Look at Robert Kraft. We talked about this when we were setting up for the show. We were saying that this is absolutely so similar, but just
different. It's a little different. Maybe then we say the number, but how do you know how long that was happening and how many numbers was that?
Somebody putting their hands on a woman. How different is smoking weed and how much that's changed? It's just an opinion based league. It really is. And it's not, you have one man. We now have, what's this gal's name who's going to?
So, disciplinary officer Sue Robinson. She's a retired former federal judge.
Correct. Okay.
The NFLPA and the NFL agreed upon this woman to oversee this procedures. What they didn't tell everybody was that she, after hearing both sides, is going to make a suggestion on what should happen.
It's not a decision.
But ultimately, it falls on Goodell
to make the decision.
What the hell are we doing here? So the guy that's like, we want a full year,
everything
they're going to give a great instance,
everything,
and he's going to go, I like what you're saying, but you're still getting a year. You banned. You banned. You fucking banned. Like, that's what they're going to do to him. No, and then the NFLPA is going to go, whoa, 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 whoa. You guys want to do a year, huh? What about X, Y, and Z with this? What about me and George are bringing it up? He served a year. Granted, it wasn't suspension. It was voluntary. But doesn't that show some sort of, like, dedication to the cause, so to speak? I didn't want to ruin things for my teammates. The Houston Texans stunk, bro, and they were going to stink with you or without you. That team's dog shit, okay? But he did it to not be a distraction to the first-time head coach and all that stuff. He did the right thing. He could have played. They gave him $23 million to stay home. But he served 16 games. He missed an entire year of his career. If you like it or don't like it, he did. Now, are they going to be able to take that into consideration?
You're truly going to sit here and tell me that, like, he was a stand-up guy because he walked away, got paid $23 million?
No. That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
In so many words, you have to think about it that way.
No, I'm saying they wanted him to serve a suspension. He sat out for an entire year already. Voluntarily. I'm not saying that should be the suspension, but you should maybe take some of that and whether it's 25%. Give me 4 games from last year's hold that I missed towards this year's suspension. Me and George went back and forth about this because I think that if they suspend him for a year and it's a year period, there's no getting around it that they have to keep Baker Mayfield.
They're going to have to start Baker Mayfield. They're going to have to. But we were talking about 6 to 8 games for Deshaun, right? That's going to be more than that now. Has to be.
I think they're going to ask for a year, and I think the NFLPA is going to try to get it to 8 games. If it's 8 games, in my personal opinion as a Browns fan, I'd rather him serve a year.
Yeah?
Because I'd rather him be gone for the year so we have a quarterback that can still...
To prove something.
And then go off in the sunset, go play for CJ Seattle Seahawks, bring Team 6 Carolina, up there.
Because supposedly Carolina and Seattle are now...
Seattle said they would give an extension.
Yes. Hey,
okay.
Baker Mayfield just has
that's
to
why
be
you can never believe anything that comes out of these coaches'
he
mouths.
Has been in the last, 5-6 months.
You can't trust anything these coaches say. As soon as you heard Pete Carroll say, we're not interested at all, they're interested. We're not looking at making the changes. We believe in, I don't even think he said it with a straight face, that they believe in depends Drew Locke and Geno Smith.
If he's chewing gum or not.
And he kind of smiles when he has the gun, yeah. But I just don't.
What shoes?
What are we doing?
The white New Balances?
What are we doing?
No, he's in that protective.
So that's why the Browns haven't moved him yet. You got Deshaun's hearings are starting Tuesday, which is still interesting to me because
they're playing this out like a dang soap opera, and it's so frustrating because it's this doesn't need to happen yet. Like you said earlier, we need to get facts, and what the NFL has done so far is a joke because more info keeps getting leaked. They've already tried to make a decision several times. They keep having to go back to get, because more women are coming out, more things are being brought up. So if you have all of this money to investigate this man that you still want to play or you're trying to get kicked out, which obviously you're not, this is insane how long this is taking. We were talking about all of this a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
We went through and we stopped probably right around
and
now.
And we said, yeah, we're done.
Frustrated. And then we had to keep talking about it all throughout the year on our radio show, right?
And here we are again.
And we're still here and frustrated as can be that it's a joke.
It'll come out, like they said, 2 grand juries in Texas declined to indict Watson on criminal complaints filed by 10 women. Watson met with the league investigators in May. He said he answered everything that they answered questioningly. They answered everything that they wanted to do. They knew that they were going to be able to... He said he answered everything truthfully, that he did everything that they asked him to do. I think that they asked him to find a way to settle these. Granted, like Leroy Horde, Cleveland Browns great, Minnesota Vikings great. I won't say the college he went to, but needless to say, great football player.
I'm assuming there was blue involved.
Yeah. Okay. He said that he wouldn't have settled any of them if it wasn't all of them. Like, why settle 20 out of 24 as opposed to just it's all or none? It's either all 24 or none of them. Like, and he made a good point because, no, I know historically speaking, when people hear you settled, you're admitting guilt. But we now know more and more from a legal standpoint, from a business standpoint, that's not the case. It's mitigating your risk. It's mitigating money cost. Yes. You're not admitting guilt. You're just willing to give enough to get it to go away so you're not having to deal with it anymore. Whether you are, because he said that he would never settle, and I do believe that he thought, I'm never going to settle. No one's going to tell me to settle because I did nothing wrong in his mind. I'll put that caveat on it in his mind.
It's an algorithm. This is an algorithm of them projecting what the risk is,
mm-hmm.
what your value's at, what is going to happen. Settling this and nobody knowing, you win, it goes away. Yeah, people will remember. Kobe, as much as I love him, had his own faults, right? Got caught up in some stuff. we've talked about Roethlisberger. That's a little bit of a different story, and I know you have your very, very personal feelings about that. But there's been a lot of guys.
But guess what? He's still a Hall of Famer, first ballot. I hate him, but he was a damn good quarterback for like 16 of his 18 seasons he played or whatever he played. I think he was 29-2 against the Browns. I'll give him his respect.
Okay.
I don't like him.
Right.
But I'd still respect him. Trust me, as a Browns fan, it pains my heart. Like, physical pain and ailment in my stomach to say, I would have loved to have Mike Tomlin. I'd have loved to have had Ben Roethlisberger. I'd have loved to have had Hines Ward. I'd have loved to have had those guys. Antonio Brown kick rocks. But other than that, you shouldn't be able to say that against your rival, but it's because of the respect of what they have on the field. Off the field, forget all of them. But on the field, and that's this thing with Deshaun Watson, you got to be able to separate. There are going to be fans that I'm not going to watch it because he's on our team. That's fine. That is your God-given right to do so. But I don't want to hear you bitching about it on social media, on the news, on whatever all the time that you're upset about it. When it's done, it's done. Like you said, it's going to hang around with him forever. Regardless what happens here, it'll hang around with him forever. Whether it's a $10 million fine, whether it's a year suspended, whether they do something crazy and they fight it and he doesn't get suspended but four games, it will hang around with him for the rest of his career and absolutely after his career.
But how much of an effect is what they're going to, they're litigating?
Look,
and they're,
if you want to believe the PR standpoint, the Cleveland Browns talked to, the owners talked to their daughter who's involved with the team from a business standpoint. They talked to Callie Brown, who's a coach with the Browns. They talked to several women within the organization before they decided to make this decision. Whether you believe that or not.
No, you brought this up multiple times. I understand
because
you believe.
We're back on. No, I'm saying indeed.
You're trying to stand up for your team, and I do appreciate it.
No.
These are all things that, yes.
I told you that I will celebrate when he eventually plays. I will celebrate every touchdown he throws.
Everything on the
to
field.
To who he threw
everything
it to.
On the field.
To who he, yeah, nothing else.
That's fine.
Because I've liked this team too goddamn long to have this guy ruin it for 5 years or 6 years. I'm not letting him take away my fandom. I know basketball was a little different with me. But with this, I'm not letting that happen. I'm not letting it happen. And I was fine not watching basketball.
Leave it up to Cleveland to give the largest entire contract for a QB who's not going to be able to play, who didn't play last year, and you're doing it again.
Sir, that's factually incorrect. Okay. He is not the highest guarantee. That's what they want to say. It's the highest guarantee. Pat Mahomes got 10-year, $497 million.
Okay.
That's guaranteed. I'm pretty sure that's more.
Retract. No, you are correct. Long run, guaranteed money. That's all I'm saying.
And with the salary cap going up
every year. What matters?
The salary cap goes up every year. Come 3 years from now, Deshaun's contract, I told George, I think that he'll be the eighth highest quarterback paid in the league 3 years from now. Lamar Jackson still has to get a deal done. They're going to use Deshaun Watson. And look at it. He's a bad guy. Like, they're going to – I don't have 22 lawsuits. I didn't have an investigation by the New York Post with 66 different women.
Yeah, because Cleveland screwed up the entire market.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, you did.
Oh,
you
no.
Changed.
Hold on, wait a minute. Oh, no. Our rivals are upset that they're going to have to pay their quarterback more money because we paid our quarterback money? Boo fucking who? Who cares? Oh, the Ravens are upset. Fuck the Ravens. But, oh, the Bengals are upset. Oh, no. They couldn't afford to pay Joe Burrow beforehand. They now can't afford to pay him definitely for sure. Ridiculous. Good. I'm glad that the rest of the league is upset with us. Good. Because guess what? They've been happy with us for 20 years. Lowly, sorry-ass Browns. The NFL's been happy. The Browns have been dog shit for 20 years. Trust me.
Yeah.
Every team's been happy. We're rolling into Cleveland. It's a victory, and we're having pizza at Geno's. No, it's
okay.
Changed. And the league is upset about it, the teams, because guess what? Now there's a new dog in the house.
We love your passion, James. It's okay.
I know. I'm over here sweating.
You are.
Woo.
I'm staring at you, and I'm just surrounded by Cleveland, Ohio.
You got your San Francisco.
We got the Major League, the Vaughn up here. Yes, I got one Niners helmet, okay? I'm surrounded. I have a world championship.
Don't you ever forget it.
Yes, okay.
Don't you ever forget
it. So I get your passion. You have a dog pound hat behind you, right? Is that okay? Signed as well. We're just,
shout out Kevin Mack or Metcalf.
It's okay. You're still going to suck this year. You have so many weapons.
Listen,
and the decisions that...
If
even,
Baker...
I'm telling you,
if
you're
Baker's
gonna be
gone,
a mediocre team. You're not...
I agree with you. If Jacoby Brissett is our starter for the year, 100% agree with what you just said.
Okay, Baker stays. What are you?
If he doesn't get hurt...
Baker plays all year. No Deshaun. Baker. And yeah, just let's say...
Yeah. For argument's sake, he doesn't get hurt. They'll go 10-7, 11-5. Or 10-7, 11-6. Look at their schedule. Baker's not a bum, but if you get a chance to get a guy that's clearly better than your guy, you do it.
See 10 games. Like, yes, that's also saying he doesn't get hurt, and there's not going to be
the year before.
He's going
to
be.
Listen, you have to be professional. They'll make the playoffs. Screw that up. I'm sure there'll be a point where me and G talked about it. Shout out George. We talked about it a lot. How many times did he get a chance to go win the game? Kansas City twice. Pittsburgh. Green Bay threw 4 interceptions on Christmas morning. What are you doing? And we lost by 2. Threw 4 picks. You lose by 2. That's on your quarterback.
Do you really want me to quote it now?
What? You are who's out there?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Sure, Miles.
It doesn't.
But it sucks when you lose those types of games because you feel like you're in it, but no fucking
when the
way.
Quarterback that is this, supposed to be
the quarterback you have throws 4 picks in a game. That's the thing. And it's not like it's surprising when it happens anymore.
It was surprising the way that it happened, I would say.
Okay.
And I would say they went 8-9 last year with that dumpster fire. With what happened, with having OBJ's dad put on videos of like 20 minutes of Baker just missing Odell wide open. Some of those are attributed to Odell wasn't where he was supposed to be. He was open, but he wasn't where he was supposed to be anyway. So Baker's not looking for him to be 40 yards down here.
Odell
looking for a button hook.
Like opened up a huge crease for you guys.
A lot of people took his side. Players took his side. They didn't take Baker's side. Coaches didn't take Baker's side. Baker might have, and we don't know this because it's behind the scenes, and thank God that they didn't just air everything out, but it kind of sounds like he might have lost the locker room, and I get that. Because he was hurt, instead of he made it about him.
Yes.
By trying to say it was about the team, it was about him because he was worried about this contract coming up. I have to play well. I got to play. We had a backup in Case Keenum that took the Minnesota Vikings to the NFC Championship just 3 years before that. The guy... You pay him $7 million. You don't pay him $7 million to hold a clipboard. You paid him because just what happened. No, you pay him just in case. You hope all he does is hold a clipboard, but you pay him just in case. Happened, and they didn't break the glass. They ran out there with a bum-ass shoulder. Went 8-9.
Baker lost it. You guys have so many weapons.
And we reloaded.
Your lines are insane.
And they reloaded.
Your run game is amazing. Like, it's unreal.
Now, if we go back Wishbone 1948 and they run the ball 60 times and Jacoby Brissett throws the ball 10, we might win 10 games.
Okay.
Just saying.
Niners will still have a better record than the Cleveland Browns this year. Even if
I'm not taking that bet right yet.
What do you want
to... I need to find out what happens quarterback ways.
So, okay, you think we're going to have a better record with Garoppolo?
What? No, not your guys' quarterback situation. Our quarterback situation. I give a shit about your quarterback situation. Trey Lance is going to be good, but he's going to have his ups and downs. So whether he plays or not, he will lose some games because of his inexperience.
Absolutely.
Jimmy Garoppolo will lose you some games because he's Jimmy Garoppolo. He'll win enough. If he plays the whole season, you guys are playoffs. You guys are probably winning in your division. Or you're putting it right there with the Rams.
So the quarterback who you paid who's not going to play, are going to...
If you assume so.
A lot of mistakes and are going to lose you quite a few games, at least 7 or 8.
Again, if Baker plays or Deshaun plays, I'll take the bet that the Browns have a better record. If it's Jacoby Brissett and Josh Dobbs, I'm taking us to probably have the 3rd pick in the draft that we won't be able to keep because we traded it away to Houston. I'm not making that bet yet. It's June. It's June.
It is what it is. Yes.
It's June.
But you're also...
Just wait until we got the information, baby. Wait until we got the information. You're going to need to wait. Gotta wait.
Okay.
It's way too early to be given that pick.
No, you haven't accepted the sock in the face of what. And there goes the hat.
See what you did over
here? See, it's not my chair this week in the studio or the other studio.
Yeah, his chair's not falling down. It's
because you actually have quality chairs that don't go up and down.
Well,
and I sit, you stand.
I have to, and we're the same height.
That happens.
When he sits and I stand, he might still be taller.
So we have 73. Days until NFL kickoff.
Yeah, I can't wait.
September 8th?
We have
our preseason, but I'm talking about...
Real football, Thursday, September 8th.
What actually matters...
The football gods.
You're gonna be able to see Deshaun in the preseason.
No.
If he gets on the exempt list, is that...
No, if he gets suspended or he's on the exempt list for the whole year, he will be eligible for the preseason.
Right.
But if he's not going to play at all, you do not fucking play him. You got to give snaps to whoever's going to be your quarterback. You don't need to be having... Deshaun out there playing, especially if he's out for the year, and you got to bring Baker in. You can't have them both in the same room at the same time.
If he's out indefinitely, explain this to me because I don't remember. Can he at all come back this year?
Out indefinitely doesn't mean a year. It's basically when the NFL deems fit.
But
they could make that a year, 2 years. They could make it 8 games. They could say it's indefinitely. Josh Gordon was indefinitely, and then he ended up being 6 games.
Correct.
So they just throw it out there for now.
Was it Clowney? No.
Oh, Myles Garrett.
Garrett,
for
yes.
smacking Mason Rudolph. Yes. Yeah.
So, like, he was out indefinitely, but that was towards the end of the season, right?
They did. Yep.
The,
and then he missed
12 or 16.
He missed like the last three games of the year, or two games
of
the year,
four?
And then the first, yeah, like first three or four of the next season.
Okay, so he could still come back, Deshaun Watson, even if it's out indefinitely. But let's say that he gets like 9-10 games.
Mm-hmm.
That probably could be one of the best things. That then do you play him in the preseason? That's why I'm
saying. Well, they'll know this beforehand. So yes, they'll know it beforehand.
You don't know when it's all going to be resolved, so why not give him an opportunity to be live with his players? If you believe you're going to pay that man money, why not have him in the building?
Like, depends on who. Depends on if he's out the whole year and you're keeping Baker, you're not going to have them both in the same building. If you're not keeping Baker around, then yes, you use him in the preseason. You have him around,
no,
so he's there for
Deshaun. Both of them to grow the fuck up. And
no, it's not. This isn't on Deshaun. I'm saying you physically just can't have. It's roster spots.
Can.
It's roster spots. You're not going to carry five quarterbacks.
So don't.
And you're not going to cut Baker at $19 million guaranteed. Let him go sign wherever.
Right. So then you
it's keep... a very touchy. This is very strategic. And thank God Andrew Berry is the one that has to deal with it. And not.
It's very strategic for Cleveland to think about it this way. But it's perfectly fine. It's okay. We'll see how
it works
out.
It's the way you're supposed to get
it done. Not proven. Going after and paying a quarterback this much money, guaranteed money, is that proven that it gets it done?
No. That is, you're right. Given this money, but. They didn't give Matt Flynn this money.
When
they gave Deshaun Watson
when
this
when
money.
When you typically go over 30% of your salary goes to your quarterback, you're in a position where you have to have had really good draft picks on your defense and your lines. Don't get me wrong.
Which we do.
But you aren't going to be seeing him at least for the first eight games.
Yeah, that's you're probably very accurate with that. And again, me and George talked about it.
Thank
if he
you.
Served,
no,
hold
no,
on, we got 17 games, talking. Right? What did we say if he served how many? What I say, like a six game? If it was six game,
mm-hmm.
they could still come back. He could go 8-3.
Correct.
So
if he but there, I mean, we were talking about that before, the extra kick of what they're trying to do and how much they're like incentivized, I guess, in their own heads of, hey, we have to go with this one.
And I guess Myles Garrett thinks, hey, Pat's not in the house today. Pat Sat guy's not in the house, but G over here coming in with the hot text. He was suspended indefinitely for the rest of the 2019 season into the summer, but then before the game started, he was back and.
Okay.
In the good grace of the NFL.
Thank you.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first time we said ladies and gentlemen. We've been talking to each other, not to the masses, all 14 of you. Remember that's the only game in NFL history since they've been miking it up that they magically lost the audio. There's no audio for that game. Yet.
You're talking about the racist comments.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And Dan Patrick had said something back then. Shout out Dan Patrick. I know you're listening. He said that what if it was Pouncey that said what was said and Miles heard it and thought it was coming from Mason because they were right there. Because he said, you know, and this was Dan Patrick saying, Pouncey uses that word all the time, like in regular conversation during, like it's just it's in his verbiage. What if he was the one that said it? Miles heard it and thought it was Mason. That could have been the set off. Because nobody just, first off, Myles Garrett is the most mild-mannered person, it seems like, to all of a sudden lose your shit that bad that you took the own man's helmet off and try to take his head to the moon.
Correct. And this is all how it is that you have to read that situation for what it is and what those two players went through.
Yep.
We won't ever know, and you can absolutely believe, but if I say James one way, or I say it another way.
Yeah, yeah,
you're going to know how I'm feeling,
yes.
Right? So I'm going to understand also what you're trying to portray to me.
The tone.
So, all right, that's where it's at right now. And so if that word was heard in a certain situation.
If that word was heard.
Right?
You might get smacked with a can of twisted tea. You might get smacked with a can of twisted tea.
Someone might take their helmet off and say,
shout
hey,
out,
you
no
know
ribs,
what?
No ribs, no rice.
But, dude, but that's, there's no penalty for language.
No, and we won't talk about what is said on the field, but they say some crazy shit to each other.
Everybody, they put their fingers in every single like
orifices. They're weird, yo. They're nasty, especially in the trenches.
Yes, and they'll smash fingers. Like it is insane the things that they will go to.
Oh my God,
to use. They will research. Like you got a new girlfriend. Oh, I also heard what you doing and cheating.
Yeah.
By the
they'll
way,
they'll go find out about your family.
Everybody on the line.
They'll go find
y'all
out about
hear
your family.
About your boy. I heard he got 66 massages.
Oh yeah, I mean it's just gonna be across the board,
dude, it's
bro.
Gonna be crazy.
He'll always hear it. Think about the fans. Think about the fans. Think about the signs.
It's your peers when you're like in the moment. That's where it's impactful. Like it's like,
what's up, 66?
Yeah.
What's up, 66? What up, New York Post? Like they'll be you better have thick skin, dog. You better have thick skin because he's bro. They're gonna ride him for the rest of his career.
I thought you were 24. The 24 allegations.
Yeah,
was
yeah.
That jersey? What, oh, is
four?
That jersey fake?
Well,
oh.
Where's the two?
Okay.
Oh, the four stands for the four you haven't settled yet, my brother.
You figured it out before we all did. Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. That's
like, fine. I could see it. And then people are like, he should just settle. He got $230 million. He ain't get $230 million right now. Yo, there's 5 years on this. He's gonna make 40 next year. Okay?
Well,
so he hasn't got that money. Now, he got some good money from Houston, which, again, we go back to it. We all should have known. Who was he hanging out with as soon as he got drafted? He was hanging out with an adult entertainer, superstar, apparently, that were just friends. People should have saw the signs then. Man, who's just friends with an adult entertainment star? We just friends, dog. We just shooting basketball in the Nerf hoop. Naked.
You know how many people that
what are we talking about?
Might know in the Phoenix area that are, like, have done something along those
lines? Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
Listen, that's why I like watching.
About. That's why it's bro. Because...
Listen to some of these athletes talk about it. They're like, listen, the everyday worker, everyday human being, we aren't going to get that. You know, you're going to get massaged 2 to 3 times a week. And it's not always the same person.
No.
Us regular folks, I found the greatest person on the corner here in Gilbert. I'm going to go see her every Wednesday. Like, that doesn't exist for these guys because they travel all the time. It's different types of massages. They get lymphatic massages. You know what I'm saying? They get the deep tissue. We're not going to get into other types of... Listen, I'm going to leave it.
I'm glad
you
caught my eyes. Okay, cryotherapy.
Yes, there's all these different things. Thank you, yes. There's all these different things.
Shout out Crawford, which we still need to go and do. I've been talking about this.
Dude, I feel so bad because he's like, you need to come see me. And I'm always telling him, I'm like, I will. And I never do. And Teresa's like, I'm just going to reach out to him and get this done. Like, I want to go.
I want to take a video and just do a little post.
We'll do.
Show how cold that's going to be. But yes. Okay, so.
31 minutes in, we were just talking about basically just the NFL.
Is that a problem?
No, it's king, queen, jack. We've talked about this. It's the whole goddamn deck. And we said deck.
You did.
I'm just making sure. Just got to, you know. With everything we've been talking about, it'd be easy to slip in a different word. I'm just saying, you know, subliminally.
Stop it. You go, you get caught up. Okay.
Oh, and by the way, those the two grand juries, the real quick, that declined, it was on filed by 10 complaints. It was 10 women that filed these in two different. So it wasn't 24. It wasn't 66. It was 10 of them. But the main one of the ones that was a part of this 10 is still a part of the four that has not settled. And that was the one that was on HBO's Real Sports. So just for some clarity for some things. All right. I guess we can get into whatever the hell you want to talk about now.
I want to talk about odds because I'm curious. I want you to we'll do a little guessing game.
Okay, here. I definitely do not have anything you're about to bring up pulled up.
Okay, so we're going to... No, don't pull
it. I'm not. That's what I said. I don't.
Okay, so we're going to talk about odds as far as the entire season, okay?
For the NFL?
Yes.
Okay.
So winning, okay?
Winning what? Division?
Super Bowl.
Oh, shit.
So we're pushing it a little bit, but we're going to start here, okay? And then we'll break it down just to our division.
Okay. Is Buffalo the number one?
Yes. Okay, good job.
Number two, Rams? No, Kansas City.
No.
Tampa Bay?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Kansas City, 3.
Rams?
Actually, Kansas City and the Green Bay Packers are tied.
Okay.
At both plus 1,000.
Okay.
The Rams are plus 1,100.
Okay, so that's the top 4? 5.
5. So let's go through the top 10, and then we'll look at the bottom 5. Okay. All right, so who do you think is after the Rams?
Right there. You already said Green Bay.
In so many ways.
Are you going to say your team?
No.
Okay. I was like, what are you talking about?
Playing the same house.
Oh, they're taking the Chargers.
Yes.
I wasn't even thinking about the Chargers.
So
yeah, that
Chargers
makes,
plus 1,400.
Okay.
Then?
Because people are dumb enough, the Dallas Cowboys, even though it shouldn't be, I'm thinking the Dallas Cowboys in the top 10. No?
They're in the top 10. But
they are in the top 10. All right. That's what I thought.
It's the one other helmet that you don't like in this place.
Oh, the Niners.
Yes, okay.
I was like, it's damn sure ain't the Steelers.
It's then your second favorite in that division because of a certain guy. There's no longer playing in that division.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Oh, Denver is. I thought you were about to tell me Seattle. I was like, these numbers are fugazi.
I explained that a little bit incorrectly, yeah. But okay, so then.
Denver, really, that's hilarious.
Yep, and then you got Dallas.
They're going to get. So that's fine, though. That's fine, though, because there's going to be a lot of hype on Denver.
West out there.
And they're going to beat each other up.
Okay.
They're all four very good teams.
So let's right. Start.
Raiders are very good. They made the playoffs with Rich Bisaccia, going through all the shit they were going through, having their dumbass of an owner running their team. Like, they made the playoffs. The
Raiders are plus 4,000. They're down. So they.
This is to win the Super Bowl, though. This isn't just like to have a good season. This is to win it.
Correct. That's a lot.
That is a lot. Plus 4,000?
All right. How big do you think the bottom two? Because they're right there.
The bottom two are probably plus 20,000.
Yep. Okay. So 20 and then 25.
That's how a degenerate gambler knows their shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say
so
it's
who's 25?
25. Why don't we do 25?
25,000.
Oh, okay.
Plus 25,000. Sorry.
Jacksonville?
Nope. No. What? No.
What? What are we talking about here?
To win the Super Bowl,
yeah.
This is the worst odds. This is
yeah,
the
worst odds isn't Jacksonville.
No.
Okay, it's the Jets?
Houston Texans.
Okay.
Then the Atlanta Falcons are plus 20,000.
Okay.
Then Detroit is plus 15. So is the Chicago Bears. So is Seattle Seahawks. And then the Jets go down to plus 13. Jacksonville at plus 13. Carolina Panthers are plus 13. Giants are plus 13. And then we get below 1,000 with Pittsburgh Steelers at plus 9.
Where are the Browns? They're not on the list. Their number isn't there. They pulled their over under
2,500.
Really?
What's that, right now.
What's that put them at as far as number-wise?
What, 14, 15.
Okay. And that's with no quarterback situation, like known. That's interesting. It's about how much they believe in that roster to okay. be ahead of those other teams.
And did you see where we're landing with?
Whichever. Yeah, but they know you should be in a better. Right now, your situation is better than ours because you know
yeah,
one way or the other, one of those
environment.
Two. What? Are you serious right now? Are you serious?
Who's in our building? Debo's there. He came back. We got everybody.
Did he?
Yes.
He showed up for some, not all. He still hasn't. He hasn't rescinded his trade. Yeah. He hasn't rescinded his trade request.
Hey, he got mad.
As he should.
Got a little frustrated.
Yo, they ain't trying to pay him. They're trying to make him run the ball all the time, have the ball all the time. They're trying to pay him with some chump money.
And he's trying to get money off of that and then saying he never wants to be that wide receiver running back.
No, he wants to be paid like the top wide receiver.
And then not do that anymore.
Sure, but you shouldn't be paying. What receivers are making now.
Correct. What just happened this year changed the game in wide receivers, and he is a little bit ahead of his time. He changed what wide with what he did, he absolutely deserves the money, but he's in his contract, he ain't going to get that. Next year, yes, get paid. He gets a little bit of a bump this year. We're going to massage something in guaranteed money this year. Then he's going to get paid, especially if we get rid of Garoppolo. That's simple.
That'll be interesting to see if that happens.
Yeah, then we'll go to Super Bowl. It'll be fine. Okay, so I really wanted to go over the breakdown of our divisions real quick.
All right.
Okay, so for mine... NFC West.
For the locals.
Cardinals are plus 400. Seahawks, where I said, plus 1,600. So, well, this is a little bit different because this is to win the division, right? Niners are plus 1,600. Rams are plus 125. They're stacked.
Hold on. To win the division.
Yes.
So the Cardinals have a better chance of winning the division than your Niners?
No. Cardinals are plus 400.
Mm-hmm.
Niners are plus 160.
Okay.
And then the Rams are plus 125.
Oh, okay. I was reading. I was like, what? How is one of them? So that's 1, 2, 3, and then obviously Seattle's 4.
Correct. At a big jump at plus 1,600.
Yeah,
right, I mean, so where do you guys
Drew Locke, Geno Smith?
No.
They're not getting it done.
No, it's not. That's not happening. Okay. All right, so let me pull up yours.
Are we on there? Because when we were at the sports book, they didn't have the Browns over under.
This is...
They pulled it because we don't know what's happening.
This is smart. This is DraftKings right now live, so... okay, so for your division, who do you think is number one?
Oddly enough, they're going to take the Ravens.
Yeah, plus 175.
Then the Bengals. I'm going to say at plus... Hold on, at what did you say?
175.
Minus 175? Or plus 175. I'm going to say Bengals plus 225?
190.
Browns plus 220.
225.
225, there you go.
And then Steelers are
plus 800?
900.
I'm close. I could set some lines. Set some lines.
Well, that's it.
I'd probably be paying some motherfuckers, though, too, because obviously I done fucked up.
Well, it was a long gambling season, but you didn't go that bad. I ended up on the year, but I didn't go into...
I basically broke even with a couple of IUs out there that are just, let's let those be.
And small stuff, and then we got fantasy coming up sooner than later. We got to start doing, setting drafts. We got to start setting up plans.
The more and more fantasy goes, the worse I get, because I'm focused on real gambling instead of fantasy gambling, and it really, this season, I noticed it a lot. So I either have to make a decision.
What year is this of our...
This will be year 22.
We've been playing, well, I came in, what, 2 years later? No, 3 years later.
Yeah, you're like year 18, something like that, 19. Yeah.
Wow. It's going to be crazy. I can't wait for football because basketball is over. I enjoy the small little cool nuances draft. That's not that exciting. There's a little bit of excitement in baseball, but it's more so around the Yankees, which I don't care for as much.
Them in their Little League park?
Yeah. We don't need to get into it. That's about as far as. But
there's it's 3'10 down the line, and it's made for Judge to hit him out. He's 6'7", 475 pounds, pure muscle, twisted steel, sex appeal, what? And this guy fucking gets to hit home runs out of what center field is for Little League is 3'10", and he's hitting those down the line. Asterisk.
James just.
We found I don't
James
like the Yankees.
New man crush.
I don't like the Yankees.
He's 6'5", all pure love.
I didn't say it like that.
That's close
enough. I said it with a more manly voice.
We got the intention.
First off, if you watch wrestling, yeah, you know exactly what I'm saying.
So you were top. It's fine.
I did just get to eat some bitch.
Okay. You're welcome.
That was pretty funny.
But I mean, Otani's just as big, right? Maybe not as big, but he's a beast and he can do more. So.
Bro, real quick, let's just shout out Otani, what he did. 8 RBIs, career high. He hit 2 home runs that game. The next day, struck out 13. Are you kidding me?
Dude,
bro.
It's unreal.
And he is big. He's a thick boy. He's tall. He's big. He wears, like, the baggy clothes, and he's still, like, big, and he's young as shit. Like, he could be playing for a really long time here.
Yes.
And very good. And is it going to be one of those things where he's going to stay there because he's comfortable in L.A. and he's comfortable because there's a big community versus, you know, because New York would probably throw $1 billion at that dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the thing is that they could, but they don't believe the Heat for the long run. You look at those 10-year contracts. Because look at those 10-year contracts. You have to... From what I understand is that his agent is really trying to sell the fact that he is the new face of the MLB and that what he can bring to not only the Yankees, but now they need to also really focus on what building up the marketing to regenerate sales in the MLB, and he could be that face of it, right? We thought Mike Trout was going to be. Mike Trout is probably going to go down as one of the greatest baseball players
to ever play.
He'll be a
top three non-pitcher all time.
However, this last few years has been hurt, hasn't been playing well. I mean, he's been on a strikeout streak that was crazy this year. But these 10-year contracts don't work. You saw that with Pujols. He pitched after getting...
Wait a minute, though. Pujols' 10-year contract, eight of those years, he was very productive.
And it paid off because of the timing of the reconstruction, right? Of the deals.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if that's going to be the right decision for a guy that big who's already missed so much time. He's not Otani where he can... Because how old is Judge? He's almost, is he 30?
I don't know.
He's older.
I don't know.
I gotta look this up.
You'd think with the money he had, he fixed them teeth.
No. Why? Not yet.
Why?
Not until he retires.
Why wouldn't you do it now? Well, you can make more money on the commercials. Ding! All that, man. His teeth look like the skyscrapers
he's
in New York City.
Old. So he's the same age as Trout. Just hasn't been doing it for nearly as long. So you're going to pay a guy till he's 40? No. Not in today's day and age.
I'm not talking about him.
Judge?
No, I wouldn't give Judge the money.
I thought that's what you were talking about.
This Otani. I said New York is going to try to get Otani and give him $1 billion.
Oh, I thought when you said New York, I thought
No, sorry. No, not Judge. Fuck, no. Otani. L.A., granted, there's a huge Asian.
I fucking agree with you. I've been torn up on my goddamn fan. I didn't even get to have it. Okay, well, I got to have it.
We both agree. We would not give Judge that money.
I mean... Even the Bryce Harper deal was not smart, I don't think.
Oh, dude, how does Bryce Harper feel, bro? You leave Washington, and they win the World Series.
It's
we should have gave George a mic over there. He said, but baseball age is different than football age and basketball age, which is true. You can do more longer, especially as guys take care of their bodies now and stuff. And the DH will end up being universal, so the NL will have a DH. So it's like Otani could, regardless, he could transition to being a DH, and maybe he's got 6 years of great baseball after he's done pitching, and he's probably going to pitch 10 years.
Yeah, baseball, you can be probably the oldest besides golf as a major sport that you can last the longest, right? Especially position-wise.
Unless you're a quarterback in football. Like, those are starting to – we're just now seeing quarterbacks last into 40. Like, Steve DeBerg was that one guy beforehand.
Right, but that's such a rarity. We're saying what's more –
and same thing, like Nolan Ryan, rarity.
Right. Cal Ripken and playing the way he played – and for all of those games in a row.
You're right, George. He was 45 tossing the fucking no-nos.
Yes.
But I mean, we actually had this conversation with Pat Stack. I was here on Friday. like, if you had one game, who would you start? I'd either start Nolan Ryan or Randy Johnson. I got one game.
I like both.
I'm saying that's, I don't think you can argue that that answer. You're going to, Boston fans are going to say Pedro Martinez, which I would hear that argument. I'd hear the argument. Or Tom Glavine. I'd hear the argument.
Okay, so wait.
Sandy Koufax.
Randy
Johnson. Hear the argument.
Okay,
but
the big unit in Seattle or the big unit in Arizona?
His prime. However you want to put it.
Okay. So just
and his prime was probably here.
Up against all prime, against all, everything.
Because he was straight raw in Seattle.
And I'm going to pick the big unit because he went to my high school.
There you go.
In California. Shout out Livermore High School.
Well, and I will say this. And to me, because Nolan's right-handed.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And Randy being a lefty, I'm a lefty. I mean, he did kill a bird in Seattle.
He did.
That was, which was still, an awesome. But Nolan, I mean, Ryan, that bird was meant to die. That day, it missed getting hit by a bus. It almost got ran over by a truck. Final destination caught its ass. And Randy Johnson, 70 or 95 mile an hour, yeah, and feathers everywhere.
You get hit
that was awesome.
By a pitch that you know is intentional. You're running up on them. Who are you more scared to go up against?
Nolan.
Okay.
Nolan Ryan's the OG baseball, right, beat your ass.
Correct. He'll put your head in it.
He is Big Bird. I know the big unit. He's 6'9". I get it. And he's standing on the mound. So now he's like 7'4". I'm like 5'8". So this is going to be real bad. But I'm going to be about right about eye level with some shit. You don't want to get punched.
No, coming downhill. So. That reach. Like, that's the only.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. What's, but I mean, it. How. But again, it jumped up most of them. Most of them are awkward. Most of them are awkward, though. Like, oh, Nolan correct. Was like. A tough some bitch.
Absolutely.
Some of these guys.
The most awkward punches ever thrown are in the NBA. We've all
100%.
Seen, but Nolan Ryan was a badass. It's just.
And real quick on that, you know, we talk about that and you have those, we're going a little bit off, but, you know, the NBA, the enforcer's like, oh, no one wants to fuck Boogie Cousins. Yeah, maybe. I understand, like, in real life, he body you, but, like, in the NBA, they're not fighting. Even though he's, like, the tough guy enforcer. Same dude. How is it? Oh, my God. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. How is it that Kendrick Perkins is known as an enforcer? He ain't do shit. He ain't do shit. Not one fight, not one suspension. 12 years. Can't shoot a jump shot. He just talk a little bit like this. You know, like, bro, the hell out. I like him on TV, but how are you an enforcer just because you big body? Big baby Glenn Davis, a big body. Sure as shit ain't no enforcer.
No, correct. It's, you don't.
Kendrick Perkins. Like I said, he would body me.
The definition of enforcer from the 2000, let's say 10 and earlier is such a difference. And then you can also say the same thing from like 95 and beyond, or like earlier. Like, there's different like stages.
There was different
of where
stages.
You just see the pussiness coming out more and more and more and more. You're getting afraid to fight. You then randomly do have one of these like tough guys, like what's his name from Memphis? Oh my God.
Memphis. The big Zach Randolph.
New Zealand,
Z?
White boy.
Oh, like Steve great. Adams. Steve Adams. Yes. Steve Adams.
People run into him and bounce off, and he's like, he's the nicest guy, but you don't want to mess with him.
Now, see, I would say that he is one that I think would be real. If it really went down, I think he would whoop ass on the court. He just hadn't had to take it there yet. Considering he's the smallest of his family.
Can you
imagine? He's the smallest of his siblings.
But the fact of with what he is just thick.
He's a caveman.
Oh, yeah.
Like, legitimately.
And has the same mindset of, like, I don't care. Like,
bro.
Doink.
He's like Neanderthal, Cro-Magnon man, Denisovians, all wrapped in one. Grew up on he's a Kiwi, right? He's in New Zealand, right?
Yeah. That's why I said I'm
monster,
sorry.
Bro.
That's a big difference.
Monster. Yeah, you better be sorry.
I respect
New Zealand and the Kiwis and the Aussies are definitely different.
From what I hear, I
like to visit both places. Have never.
Neither have I. Whatever. Huh.
All right, so I guess we kind of covered baseball.
We covered pretty much everything. We talked about every single sport. Because I threw in that at least it's not golf. If that
so goes. Real quick, because we didn't cover all of them. So the Stanley Cup's gone to game 6?
It's going to game 6 tonight. So
it's 3-2. They did come back. They beat Colorado in Colorado to force it to a game. Good for them. Good for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Kind of want to see the Tampa Bay Lightning win, even though I don't give a shit about hockey, don't know nothing about hockey. But 3 in a row is really cool, and they got a guy on their team that will have won 4 in a row if they win. Because he won with the team before. He won with the Capitals and then won 2 with the – and then it'd be him, he's won 4, and the other guy I think is Wayne Gretzky. That's won 4 in a row. I think there's only 2 guys that have ever won 4 in a row. And they talked about, oh, no, not a player. Him – and the Toronto Maple Leafs from like way, way back in the day won four in a row. So like those players, like some of those players, and just this dude. How wild is that?
So there's a guy that bet $500 for the Rams to win the championship, the Warriors to win the championship, and Avalanche to win. Plus 53.
What is that?
530,000?
No, 53,800.
Okay.
So 269,000.
Well, how much you put on it?
500. So they went tonight.
I mean, that's a big baller move, though. 500 on futures. Like, that, I mean, it's all relative.
Correct.
That, but in my mind, that's a big baller status right there. You putting that on a future that's like that. Wow.
But good if you just them. Believe in, like, you think there's even close, and that 500 could just be, you know, that ain't much to certain people.
Now, before we leave, is there anything else you'd like to go over?
No. No.
Okay.
Just the fact that I got you to crack up. I got you good today.
Yeah, you did.
So I'll take that.
Now, we might or may not be on next week, depending on 4th of July. It kind of depends on what happens this week. If baseball shows any sort of remnants of being fun, we'll talk about something cool. We'll know we'll have something about Deshaun Watson.
We will most likely be here because there's going to be some stuff that's going to be on with Deshaun Watson. But what we're saying is we're going to set the expectation that if there ain't shit happening, we're not going to be on. We're not going to be coming in here, but we will be back the following week.
Now.
Because there's going to be a lot setting
in
up.
In honor of the Golden State Warriors winning the championship. That is Rooks clapping. I sure shit ain't clapping. We'll go ahead and play. I'll give you respect to the NBA champions.
Final seconds. It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again.
Hold on. You're welcome. Peace. Everybody have a good day.
So real quick, I just did. Oh, my God. I did put the Curry to sleep, and then he plays that. I thought I was going to get something.
You got nothing.
All right. Thanks so much. One love, everybody.
All right. Peace.